AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Exhausted already after my 11 seconds on the air. Just
time for a cheeseburger.
Time for a cheeseburger in bed. We'll get to things in just a moment. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you. Back for a full week here. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Reminder, we are back up and running not only on a brand new SoundCloud page, but of course, we are back up on iTunes. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, just go to AM 950 Radio, go under the Matt McNeil Page Show, and there'll be links there. You can do Google Play, you can do Android, you can do iTunes. It's all set there. You're going to get even the show email to you. So go check that out, am950radio.com, am950radio.com. Brett, did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. How about you?
All right. What did you do for anything that comes to mind, a big fun?
I just went out with a couple friends on Saturday, then mostly watched the football games yesterday.
Yep.
That time of year, yep.
I did not watch football yesterday. I went over to the Guthrie and caught part of my Christmas gift from my family was to go see Blythe Spirit over at the Guthrie.
That was certainly better than the noon football game.
I will actually say that was one of the better plays I've ever seen. Hands down. Small cast, Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit. It's only a seven-member cast. Just everyone was exceptional. I fell in love with Elvira, not that Elvira, Noel Coward's Elvira. I fell in love with her. She's just delightful. The entire cast is just spectacular. It's its final week. I would highly, and I do mean highly, recommend you go catch this before it ends here on the 14th, I believe it is. So really, it is top notch, just fantastic. I also this weekend caught a girls high school hockey game because, of course, I got the kids in high school and not one of those, not some guy that just goes hangs out at high school sporting events. No, I've actually got kids in high school now. And because of commitments there, they basically, we had to go over and we didn't have to. We went over, decided to go watch Hopkins versus Edina on hockey there. And
Edina, they must be pretty good in the girls' game, too, I'm guessing.
Indeed. Although, I will give it to Edina parents. Early in that game when it was 0-0, and it was like 0-0 well into the deep into the first period, they were starting to really, they were turning ugly. I mean, they were going to be, you could just tell that if this starts going the wrong way for Edina, that those parents were going to be, the Effenheimers were going to be flying. I mean, it was going to get ugly. Lee, it really was. I'm kind of grateful it didn't because, first of all, my daughters have never been to a hockey game. They don't play hockey. And, you know, wild games, we've got a few gopher games, my wife and I, but not taking the kids. So it was kind of fun to be able to explain this without screaming a Dyna parent behind me. But I will say one thing that does, as I watch this sport, and Hopkins is a good team. They got throttled by a Dyna. Hopkins is a pretty good team, though. It was like 12-4. And I was like thinking about this. I said, you know, without a doubt in my mind, by the time 20 years from now comes around, I'm going to say less than half the teams that are playing schools that are playing hockey in the state will be playing hockey at that point.
Oh, I can see that happening everywhere right now, where you're seeing all sorts of co-ops on these high school teams, even on the boys' side.
I would say. 2/3 of the metro area will not have a hockey team in 20 years.
Yeah, it's happening. Richfield
lost theirs. Richfield doesn't have theirs. I mean, Minneapolis. Do they still have the one team for the entire
city?
Yeah,
down to one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sport, and it's not that it's not an enjoyable sport. I love hockey. As a matter of fact, outside of baseball, hockey is my favorite sport to watch. It is absolutely. It is just the cost of these sports and the fact that. For you to have a chance at it, your parents have to be a millionaire. And really, I'm not joking. I really do honestly feel like your parents, for you to be able to play hockey, I mean, it's bad enough for stuff like soccer. And dear Lord, I mean, you think to yourself, okay, a pair of cleats and a ball. No, that's not it. I got two kids that play soccer. It is insanely expensive. Hockey is the alpha male of expensive sports.
Well, in soccer, are you counting like training academies or is it just
clinics and stuff like that? Because you can't just, if your kid wants to play on a team, a school team of any kind, you can't just show up and make the team. Not anymore. You know, you have to be doing clinics. You got to be doing camps. You got to be playing indoors in these domes. You have to be. And this is in, this is the inexpensive sports, and they're, you know, cha-chinging us. Hockey is, it's gotten to a point where within any, most communities, only the top 10% of the wealthy within those individual communities can actually afford it. I mean, outside of your communities like Edina or Woodbury, where you have a, you know, a higher, you know, average base. But when you're looking at a New Hope, when you're looking at a Plymouth, when you're looking at a Hopkins, you're looking, eventually, I think you're going to get to a point where even, you know, some suburbs, which you wouldn't expect to lose their teams, will lose their teams just because it's that expensive. And when you get down to that kind of a minority of the group can, even if everyone within that group, even if the everyone within the top 10% of wealth within any given community, every one of their kid plays hockey, you're still starting to run on an aggregate rate there. You're still going to start running, you know, fewer and fewer and fewer kids. And I think the minute we started turning these sports into, well, if you really want your kid to play in college hockey, you know, you'd better start them on a traveling team when they're six, you know. The minute that started up, that's when it started going downhill. And I mean, hockey was already the most expensive sport back when I was going to school in the 80s. And today it's clear that within 20 years, I'm going to guess 2/3 of the metro area schools are not even going to have a hockey team, boys or girls. They're just going to walk away from it and just say, you know what, we'll find a lacrosse team or something like that. And not saying that's going to be, you know, too much less expensive, but it will be less expensive than having to keep a sheet of ice going. And, you know, the 3 a.m. practice times because you got to get time on the ice.
Is there any inexpensive sport to even play anymore? Even basketball, I imagine, has gone up with all the clinics you have to attend.
Track is about, yeah. Cross country and track are about the cheapest. But I'm going to give you, I mean, I've got my son, one of his better friends, runs track, cross country. You're looking at far more expensive shoes and, yeah, you know, shoes, stuff like that. And then what they do is they travel to kind of competitions and training things, and like they could do a trip out to Wyoming, and there's trips out to California and stuff like that. That's what you get. I mean, it's my son plays baseball, and we do not do what some families do, which is they fly their kid out on a Thursday during the school year. We'll fly their kid first thing in the morning to Phoenix to ride the pine on some regional team that's cost them $3,000 just to get on the team, not including flight and hotel rooms and all that stuff, and the parent that has to go down there with them. And they do this 6, 7, 8 times a year.
How do the parents do that? Do they take time off from work, or are they that wealthy that they can just afford to do that?
I'm guessing it's a little bit of both. I'm guessing it's a little bit. It really is upsetting because you know, it's not only are you losing what is an iconic bit of Minnesota school, high school activity, which is the hockey teams. I mean, we used to play the Minneapolis. I remember we played Minneapolis South. We used to play Minneapolis North. We used to play all these teams back then. Now they're just gone. And sure, you get, it's fun to see Edina and Wayzata and Edina and Minnetonka. Well, you better get used to those 3 or 4 schools because those are going to be the only schools left. And so, you know, you'll be like Six Nations rugby. You just play the same 6 teams over and over again. We'll be done with it. But it's, you know, it for what was once the gem of state sports, I don't, you know, how can you consider it still the apex of the whole thing? How can you consider it still the apex of it all when half the schools in the state don't even have a team?
I always find kind of funny when I go to the state hockey tournament, the cover photo is always, oh, these kids playing pond hockey. That doesn't happen anymore. These guys...
Well, there's no pond hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and first of all, it's like I was going to church yesterday. There's some guy out on the lake in Eden Prairie who's like set up his own little, you know, XL Energy Center out there. I mean, stands and everything. I mean, there is no quaintness to it anymore. There is nothing like that. I mean, it's not.
They
like,
don't play for fun anymore. They just
go get a shovel. You can't go and get a shovel and just shovel off the snow and go get, you know, put down 2 cones and then, you know, and you don't have a puck, just go get a tennis ball. You know, you don't do that anymore. It's unfortunate. And I think that there seems to be far more broom cobalt going on in town now, you know, the boot hockey per se than there was before. But yeah, I think that at some point we're going to have to come to a realization that the glory days of not necessarily Edina hockey, because that's where I went, and of course Coach Eichelow was there at the time. He was an icon in the sport, but these glory days of the golden age of hockey being what it was, those days are going to be over soon. And, you know, whatever sport it is, it's sure, don't get me wrong, private schools, they'll still have it. The wealthiest schools in the state will still have it. But, you know, when you're going to have one team for the entire Iron Range, you're going to have one team for all of Minneapolis and St. Paul, you're going to have seven suburbs just piecing together a team, and all that team is doing is going over to Edina and getting clobbered 11-0. And how many of those kids then say, what's the point of this? I'm hanging up the skates. I'm not going to go back. And that's part of the problem, too, is that when you have these weighted, this weighted system, it's not a lot of fun for these schools that are out there where, you know, mom and dad are scraping together every cent they can so you can go play the sport, just to go out there and get slaughtered every time you go play one of these bigger schools. You know, what's your record? Feel good because you were 6-20, you know? It's you wonder why these sports are kind of going by the wayside. That's the case. I mean, that's kind of what it is. 952-946-6205. Okay, I got a lot to get to in the remaining hour. We'll take the first break a little early. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Looking for a catering company that serves delicious food and is environmentally conscious? Look no further than Common Roots Catering. They provide compostable or reusable service wares for all events, and food waste is composted. Common Roots is also proud to source from sustainable local farmers. And when Common Roots says local, they mean it. Only free-range and grass-fed meat and poultry raised within 250 miles of their kitchen is served. To learn more about Common Roots Catering and their values, check out commonrootscatering.com.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
I've discovered the true test of a vehicle is the road trip. This summer, I bought a new vehicle from Rudy Luther Toyota and immediately took it out on the road to DC and South Carolina. If you drive for 10 hours and you're not tired, that tells you a lot about Toyotas. When you're getting exceptional gas mileage with fewer stops, it tells you a lot about Toyotas. And when you feel safe, even when you're out of your comfort zone, that tells you a lot about Toyotas. It's my highest recommendation. Go to Rudy Luther Toyota and see for yourself at 394 and 169.
Hello, I'm Dr. Vladimir Vonsurikov, the director and president of the Museum of Russian Art, which hosts the finest collection of Russian art in North America, as well as an award-winning gift shop, Izba. Unique gifts, artworks, and artisans.
Key is off, and here's what I got for one of them. They're labeled October, so I'm guessing they're it, but here we go.
People love the warmth, charm, and great food at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. Tonight, try their vittles, vino, and beer. A full slab of baby back ribs grilled over mesquite charcoal.
Try juicy the next jerk one. Play the next one.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with...
That's it. Those are it. Those are the ones.
There's one more, but I'm guessing it's probably right.
Yeah, it's lunch. That's the lunch one.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful.
Throw those in.
All right. Throw those in. Those
are. How long are they running until?
Just run this week.
Okay. All right.
Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I want to get to a big problem we've got here, there's a lot of things that are tied into it that happened this weekend. But to start off with, and give you an idea, we have to understand how complicated running this country is. Whoever the president is, this is one of the more complicated things, if not the most complicated job on the face of the planet. It is incredibly difficult to do. Give you a great example. This morning, I was listening to Ag News. I know Matt's a nerd, but I like Ag News. And because it helps you understand the markets, especially the markets which are kind of really the big foundation of this country. And I was listening to a very interesting story and an analysis of the story. Apparently, even though the American dollar is down, the ag exports are down too. Usually the ag exports go up. The ag exports are down. The reason why ag exports, namely corn, soybeans, and cotton, are down, and this is mainly China is saying they don't want these products, which is definitely affecting our ag markets, is because the quality of the soybeans, the corn, and the cotton is actually pretty subpar. And it's not something that's really – I mean, it's not like just these foreign countries are saying, oh, it seems subpar, we want a price cut. No, even the producers here in the country are saying the corn, the soybeans, and the cotton are not as good. And the guy said, well, the reason why is because they can't get the crops out of the field. Now, he didn't say there weren't enough undocumented workers, but that's basically what he was saying, is that they can't get the crops out of the field fast enough. Henceforth, the quality of the crop is starting to be diminished. Henceforth, with the quality of crop diminished because they don't have enough undocumented workers to come pick the crops, they are losing out on export markets, which are affecting the markets as a whole. See? A little complicated, isn't it? One little decision can end up having massive reverberations across the board, let alone the people that get sent back home that just want to come here and do the jobs that no American really wants to do, not at the rate that they get paid. And that we have proven that time and time and time again. And right now in our rural America, right now in agricultural America, they are screaming for help right now because they have a lot of trouble. They had a heck of a time getting crops out of the field last year. And this is only going to get worse, especially as the demand, they're not going to be able to afford to pay the people the top rate. So they're just going to have to hope they can get the crops out of the field in a soon enough time. Eventually, it's going to affect sugar beets and wheat and everything across the board. Everything. It's a pretty big problem. This is why you need to have someone intelligent be the president of the United States, as opposed to the driveling idiot that we have right now. Because Donald Trump, stable genius, was one of the all-time greatest goof-ups ever. I'm a stable genius. Seriously. I don't know what he thought he was trying to say, but he sounds like he's an idiot. And you know things are bad when your defense of how smart you are makes you sound even dumber than we thought you were in the first place. But then it gets even better. We find out today, Trump's busy day. Oh, my. Oh, is he putting in the – he's working off those bedtime hamburgers. Oh, he's working those off left and right. He apparently says his day starts at 8, but we now know his day really doesn't start until 11 a.m. The president of the United States doesn't start his work day until 11 a.m. Instead of starting his work day at 8 a.m., like most presidents would start, or even earlier, and Carter was a notorious micromanager, what he's doing is he just stays in the residence and watches TV and tweets and eats fast food. Seriously, that's all he does for 3 hours. He gets up, his beginning of his work day is 3 hours of watching Fox and Friends and Fox News and tweeting and eating fast food. That's the beginning of his day. He then gets about an hour-long briefing from Kelly, chief of staff. He then does an hour of executive time. He then takes lunch. An hour lunch, comes back for more executive time, has one more briefing, and usually by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he is headed out the door. He has put in a total of 4 hours, and that's on average of what he does. This is on top of the most vacationing president of all time, the most golfing president of all time. He only works 4 freaking hours a day. He spends more of his time. He spends more of his time watching TV, on Twitter, and eating fast food than he does actually running the country. He's ignorant. He's incompetent. He's not a success. He's never been a success. He got fronted money. He got into very unscrupulous deals with the mafia and the Russians, and that's how he's been able to... It sure as heck looks like he launders the crud out of money all over the place. He's got questionable financials at best. He is not a success. He's an incomplete and total incompetent boob who has no intention of being the president of the United States. Donald Trump, I said this weekend, I will say this right now on the air. Donald Trump is the epitome of a spoiled brat who had never had anyone tell him no for his own good. That's Donald Trump. He's a spoiled brat that never had anyone tell him no for his own good. And this is what you get. 4 hours a day he's working. Four. He didn't want this job. He did not want this job. And yet he has gotten this job. And what he's doing is basically just trying to rob the country blind now and put as much of the money into his pocket. I bring this up for two reasons. The first is that we need to make sure that we make Trump synonymous with jackass. I'll give you an example here, and I'm not necessarily comparing the two, so before I get your conservative snowflakes calling me up and screaming at me, there's no one with the last name of Hitler anymore. And you know why? Because of Adolf Hitler. That's why. People changed their names because he was so bad, they wanted to change their name. I want to make Trump such an example for his incompetence that not only are his great-grandkids changing their names to Trump again to avoid any kind of, no. The president? Who? No. We're ancient old people from the old country, Drumps. Not only do I want that, but I want to make an example out of him that will drive any incompetent boob who is some silver-spooned, inherited wealth jerk who thinks that I could run the country, who thinks he can put together a good marketing campaign to basically win the Republican nomination and then take the presidency. I want to make sure that no one even thinks about that again, that they say to themselves, I'm sorry, I would like my grandkids to have my last name still. I don't want them hiding their faces in shame at the mere mention of their ancestor. So no, I'm not going to do this. That is what we have to do with Donald Trump. We have to make sure that every one of your friends right now, I want you to go find all your conservative friends on Facebook, on Twitter, and all that, and point out, and these stories are out there. You can find one. Just go to Google, type in Trump works 4 hours a day, link to the story, and throw it in their face because they all insisted he's going to be the hardest working president ever. 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 He's a complete joke. He is damaging this country, and I do mean damaging this country to the core because he doesn't take the job seriously. He doesn't take the job seriously. He's about to kick out a whole bunch of, Costa Ricans?
El Salvadorans,
thank you, El Salvadorans, that were here because of an earthquake. Was it 2003 earthquake, right?
Yeah, it was early 2000s.
Early 2003 earthquake. They've been here. They've been able to be here because of the situation. The country has not rebuilt itself. He's just going to boot them out. He doesn't understand anything about the issue. He just is, go get rid of them. We have to make an example out of him. We need to, shun. If you see Ivanka Trump or Jared Kushner in a restaurant, scream what a disgrace they are to the American people. To scream at them about what jerks they are. Don't let Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump go anywhere down the street without calling them the jackass they are. We need to do this. For this reason is this country is getting seriously broken because the Republican Party in this country will not do their job and hold the executive branch to a certain standard. This morning should have been the end of Donald Trump. The minute you found out he only works 4 hours a day, that he spends the majority of his day, day in and day out, watching TV, tweeting, and eating fast food. And that's not including the vacations and the golf trips. That should have been the end of him. Can you imagine what the Republicans would be like right now if a Democratic president was found to only be working 4 hours a day? Oh my God. They would be going apocalyptic. They would be beet red, veins in their necks and faces, screaming about how that person is unqualified. And you know what? I'd be sitting there saying, yeah. 4 hours a day is, if that's what you thought the president of the United States was, well, then you need to go quit and go find a different job. Go play with cutout, you know, construction paper or something like that, because you clearly are not qualified to be the president of the United States. This is an unbelievable embarrassment. And we have to make sure that not only do we throw him out by winning the House and the Senate back in 2018, but we need to make sure that before any other non-politician, someone with no experience in government work at all, thinks about running for office, that they stop and they say, well, I'm really not qualified. I don't think I should do this. And I don't want my kids terrified of mentioning what their last name is in public for the next 100 years. That's the kind of stigma that we should put with Trump, the name Trump. Absolutely. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Let's get him in here before we get the break in. Welcome on in, Brad.
Yes, it is rumored, I guess, that Donald Trump eats McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken because he's worried about being poisoned. Well, that strategy may be marginally successful. By my reckoning, the closest McDonald's to the White House is at the plaza formed by New York, 10th and and G Street. And that McDonald's there is the sleaziest McDonald's I have ever seen. I think it's open 24 hours, and it smells that, it fills that plaza up with the smell of greasy hamburgers. And so, I can just imagine Donald Trump woofing down those sliders and then heading off to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah. All right, Brad. I think we know where you're going with that. And that's basically one of his hours of executive time right there. I mean, it would explain the whole thing there.
And aren't you including that executive time as part of his 4 hours of working as
yes,
well?
Yes, it is.
It could be like a two-hour day.
Oh, could. It could be a 20-minute day. And he thinks he's working hard. No, his average meal from McDonald's, yeah, he's a germaphobe and he's paranoid that he's going to get poisoned. So he eats, that's why he eats fast food. But once again, you have the White House kitchen at your disposal. You can have the greatest food made, the greatest chefs, the greatest quality food made. Instead, he eats two quarter pounders with cheese, two fillet of fish, and a milk chocolate shake.
Yeah, some kind of giant shake.
Ugh. Every meal. And he eats them in bed. That's just weird, dude. More on this to come back, because I got to actually take this. The next president has to be experienced in government. So I like Oprah and all. I love Oprah. But we need someone that can fix what's being happening right now. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee. I'm taking a few days off, but never fear, we still have a great show for you at 4 p.m. Ellie Krug will be filling in for me. You know her as the voice of Hidden Edges Radio, which you can hear on the weekends on AM 950. Ellie will have great guests, the latest news, and we'll be taking your calls from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So listen in to the Mike McEntee Show with guest host Ellie Krug at 4 p.m. on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
I'm Dr. Vladimir von Surikov, director of the Museum of Russian Art. The museum is currently showing 40 works from the Vladimir School of Painting, which emerged in the 1960s in a town east of Moscow called Vladimir. No doubt you'll be stunned by the colorful and sometimes familiar paintings of this historic and traditional region of Russia. It's well worth the trip to the easiest museum to get to in Minneapolis. Plan your visit today at tmora.org. That is tmora.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for mostly sunny skies today with a high near 34. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 17. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 36. And Wednesday, rain and snow with a high around 39. Lowry Hill Meats is your neighborhood full-service butcher shop that works directly with family farmers. They offer lots of different meat options, including sausages that are made fresh and in-house weekly using 40 recipes, plus they have delicious handcrafted sandwiches. Lowry Hill Meats is located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue, more at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Yeah, as opposed to McDonald's, you know, he could be going to Lowry Hill Meats. Fantastic sausages there. 40 rotating recipes. Enough for him to get through a day, it sounds like. 40 rotating recipes? Those probably are not the same day. They rotate different. So just get a few extra. Just have a few of those sausages. You'll do great there. Handcrafted sandwiches, of course, they work with the family farmer to help you get a great product. Located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis, it is Lowry Hill Meats, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the
and
week.
Yes, Mr. Trump, you can eat those in bed if you want.
If you so want one of those, if you want a sausage in bed, well, off you go. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. No, he works 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day. He watches TV. We know definitively he watches 2 hours of TV when he wakes up. 6 to 8, he's got Fox News on. He watches that. Then he watches from 8 until 11 and sits sweet. So that's 5 hours right there, just before he gets into the office. Then he leaves. He's in bed at 6:30 watching TV, eating hamburgers. And so, you know, and yeah. This should have been the end of him. This should be the end of him. But once again, we have Republicans that refuse to do their job. And do not let them lie to you. There is not a Republican on this planet that they have just found out that a Democratic president was only working 4 hours a day, wouldn't be immediately drawing up the letters of impeachment for the House of Representatives to consider immediately. They're not taking the job seriously. We have to remove them and find someone who's going to. It's a joke. But I want to get back to, because obviously last night at the Golden Globes, Oprah had that amazing speech, and it was a wonderful speech. And a lot of people are saying presidential, presidential, presidential. With all due respect, I love Oprah Winfrey. I think she's fantastic. She's actually one of the greatest careers I have ever seen. I think she's wonderful. I'm looking forward to that new movie she's got coming on out later on this year. She really is a wonderful person. She's had a great, successful show. With all due respect to Oprah, what we are going to need after this is we're going to need someone who is a lifetime government employee that knows how government works. Like I said, I started off this discussion talking about how, you know, ag exports are down because the quality of corn, soybeans, and cotton are down. And the reason why the quality of corn, soybeans, and cotton are down is because we cannot get the crops out of the field fast enough. And we can't get the crops out of the field fast enough because we don't have enough undocumented workers to go do the work because the jobs pay so little. And, you know, most Americans don't want the backbreaking work. So we bring in undocumented workers to do that. And without them there, we're actually seeing our products suffer on an international scale. This is a complex job. We need to have someone in there that understands what they're doing. And reminder, Trump is stalking the courts right now with the most incompetent boobs. I mean, it's bad enough. He wants to put people like a museum director in charge of NASA. Seriously, a guy that was setting up penguin exhibits in a museum, that's the guy they want to run NASA, the space agency. With no degrees that apply to space, science, engineering, or technology. But if you need a woolly mammoth posed, the guy knows what he's doing. That's bad enough. The judicial review of all these judges he's putting forward, many of these guys have never even tried a case. It's incompetency beyond incompetency. And when this is all over, we are going to need someone who understands how government operates and doesn't just do knee-jerk stuff and is not some, you know, attention-seeking, narcissistic jackass who basically thinks when they go to the bathroom that that's some sort of bequeathing from God upon us as a planet. We need someone that's basically going to take this country, take this job seriously and run this country like it should be run. And we folks are going to be damn lucky if we survive as a country this one term in office. This should teach us our lesson in regards to whether or not you bring someone grossly unqualified in to do the job. Speaking of which, 952-946-6205, Randy is in Coon Rapids. He wanted to chime in. Did you have a nice Christmas holiday, Randy?
Yeah, actually it was pretty good. I'd like to see some snow now. I'm getting real tired of it.
Oh, it sounds like we're going to get some on Thursday. It sounds like we're going to get some on Thursday. As a matter of fact, north of the metro, the last I checked, this last storm track I checked, looked to be like 6 to 9 inches just north of the metro, so that could be good.
Man, I hope so. I wanted to take the kids to go up, do some snowmobiling, but now it's going to be 17 below zero up north again. It's like, I can't take kids out when it's 17 below zero.
No, you cannot. That is a cold snowmobile trip. There's no snowsuit in the world that will survive that on a snowmobile. So, all right. So, what do you think about bedtime cheeseburgers, Randy?
Well, I thought I was off unhinged for 8 years of Obama nightmare, but you, dude, you're killing me.
I'm successful.
I was on Obama.
Dude, you can say anything you want about Obama. To try to compare any grievance you had with Obama, even the legit stuff like the deficit, Trump's already exceeded his deficit spending with this new Trump tax bill. There is nothing. The golf. You are all upset about how much Obama golfed. Trump puts his golf game to shame. He's out there all the time golfing. There is no grand injustice you have made up in your mind, Randy, that comes even equivalent to a president who works, on average, 4 hours a day. You yourself, come on, man. It's about time for you to get upset about this. This was not what this guy promised. This is not what he said he was going to be. And here you are. You're still Obama, Hillary, Obama, Hillary. No, they're not in there. It's Trump. And unless you start getting mad at this guy, this country is going to be in big freaking trouble.
Matt, I haven't heard about the 4 hours, but if he's only working 4 hours a day, I'm even more impressed now than I ever have. All the great things that he's been doing and doing
what
and doing it in 4 hours a day, better than that.
He's not even close to, you know, all these numbers he says he does, all these things, all these bills he signed. He is by far the least productive president we've had since we kept track of this, which was FDR. So, no, you can sit there and act like there is something grand going on here, Randy. Dude, you have got a horrific president, and this is your
Matt,
guy. And once again, you're the reason you're belligerent is because you hate Democrats more than you love this country, and that is why you're standing by this guy.
I just think that Trump is doing a phenomenal job. He's doing a way better job than I could ever even have hoped to. I would like to get Trump more of him tenfold.
He worked with the Russians.
I seriously think he is going to be the best president we've ever had. Bar none.
Bars are right. He'll be behind them. No, you do understand he did collude with the Russians, right? And all of his legal team, and before you go with your Fox News talking points, every member of his legal team is right now saying, for God's sakes, do not go do an interview with Mueller because he already has the information. Plead the fifth. Do not go talk to him because they already know that if he does, he's done. You do understand that, right?
That. From all the reports I've heard, everything that is totally debunked. There is not anything with collusion with Trump and Russia.
No, nothing. Randy, there is tons of information. Dude, you know, Randy, you've got to, there's not going to be much point in talking to you if you are really just going to be this belligerent. Does anyone listening to me right now think Randy in Coon Rapids would think that even if you had a Democratic president who was getting a lot done, that he would think that 4 hours in the office every day is a good deal? Now, this is the same guy who said Dijon mustard on a hamburger was a disqualification from being the president of the United States. We got a guy who gets into bed with a sack of freaking burgers. That is the most ludicrous thing I have ever heard in my life. Oh, where are you going to have your hamburger, sir? Well, I'm going to go up to bed and, well, eat.
That is the most insane thing out of any president ever.
I mean, that is up there with Taft and Stuck in the Bathtub. That is, that's, I mean, was it Grover Cleveland was Uncle Jumbo and he drank a keg of beer a night? Yeah, he wasn't exactly a fine president either, but still, I don't think he was rolling around in the presidential suite with hamburgers. No, guys, it's this is a travesty, and the fact that you guys are not doing your job. As a matter of fact, maybe that's the best thing that could happen. Randy, continue to be belligerent. Continue to be ignoring reality. And the rest of you Republicans, too. Go on out there. It's like the one Republican who's running for Senate who basically says she supports 100% Trump's rescinding of rules of elderly abuse in nursing homes. You know, it's like you want to get into bed with Trump? Fine. You be in bed with him. And when you lose everything, and you will lose everything, the House, the Senate, and I guarantee you, you're not going to have, unless you replace him at the top of the ticket with someone who's going to be screaming about how bad Trump was, there's no chance in the world you're going to win 2020 as long as the election stays fair, which it still is and really isn't at this point. But, I mean, dear Lord, maybe that's what it, I mean. Just continue to believe that eating hamburgers, going to bed at 6:30 in the evening, spending 9-10 hours a day watching TV and only 4 hours doing the job of the president of the United States is somehow an acceptable job standard while you golf as much as you do, while you vacation as much as you do, then, you know, you're making our job a lot easier in 2018. Paul is in Edina. Let's get Paul on in here. Welcome on in, Paul.
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I wish you would have let Randy finish on his little rant because I hear exactly word for word what he said, that with everything Trump gets done, he's the greatest president ever. I just want to see a list. I'll throw two or three things out there.
Well, I mean, he's getting rid of all the El Salvador, Salvadorians. I don't know if that's a good thing, but, you know, he's – There is nothing he is doing which is good. I mean, the tax bill overwhelmingly favors the wealthy. He's gotten rid of national monuments so he can give them over to oil and coal companies. He's getting rid of the national parks out in the oceans and the coastline. He's going to open that up to drilling. I mean, everything this guy does. I mean, the coal deaths skyrocketed under Trump in his first year because he got rid of all the regulations for the coal mines.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree, but I still don't know where they're coming from. Are they saying that because the stock market's doing so good or because we had a positive jobs report? I thought I heard that it's one of the lower jobs for our annual report that we've had in 6 years.
Oh, it is. Yeah, no, the 171,000 average per month is actually the lowest we've had in 6 years, far below what Obama was doing. But, you know, it's a... It comes down to this. Everyone, once again, me, la, 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 la. Republicans hate Democrats more than they love their own well-being, love their religion, and love this country. End of story, end of discussion. That statement, if you insert that little formula into everything he's doing, everything, every insane thing Randy in Coon Rapids says, everything that comes out of the White House, everything that comes out of the Minnesota GOP, it answers the question of what the hell are they doing? These people, these Republicans, the modern Republican hates Democrats more than they love their religion, love their own well-being, and love the United States of America. And it shows. 952-946-6205. Gary, I'll get your call after the break. Hold on. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
People love the warmth, charm, and great food at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. Tonight, try their Vittles, Vino, and Beer, a full slab of baby back ribs grilled over mesquite charcoal, juicy jerk chicken with Caribbean beans and rice, grilled plank salmon, and their famous shrimp and grits. Try a Milton's ribeye or the portobello mushroom and end your night with carrot cake, bananas foster, or rum cake. The perfect meal for a date or a casual get-together. That's Vittles, Vino, and Beer at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Congratulations, you survived the holidays. Now what about cleaning up that holiday mess? Fortunately, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res and let their professionals do their empowered water thing. Why? Because Zero Res is having a holiday hangover sale. This month you can get 3-room Zero Res clean starting at only $119. Plus this month you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
This is Ken Hagland of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our brand new show, airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. The Minnesota Hospice Show looks forward to discussing how we honor life and to exploring the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional issues we experience throughout all stages of life. Learn how hospice is the new face of hope and how it's your benefit, your choice. Join us Saturdays at noon and check us out online at minnesotahospice.com.
Does anyone believe Randy in Coon Rapids would not be swearing like a sailor if he just found out a Democratic president was only working 4 hours a day? You think that if he found, he would be going insane if he found out a Democratic president was eating hamburgers in bed at 6:30 in the evening?
Or what if Obama was just playing basketball all day?
You know, or playing twice in one day. Just if he found out that Obama played basketball in the morning and then in the evening, well outside of the workday, he would be going nuts right now. He's just a hack, and like all these Republicans are, just absolutely a hack. By the way, hello to you watching us on the Ustream feed, the live stream feed here that's over on our Facebook page, AM 950 Radio. Go over to the Facebook page. Hello, everybody, and also Ellie Krug going to be in here for Mike McAtee in just a moment here, starting at the 4 o'clock hour. Todd Kolad sponsors programming. You can sponsor programming here on AM 950 as well. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is our business line number. Call up, find out how you can do that. Todd is, of course, was a big fan. He moved to Spain. He listens to us. I'm hoping he's going to be happy to hear we're on the iTunes, because I'm sure El iTunes is it? I don't know. I'm really not a good person. I can't. You hear how I speak English?
That's probably what Trump would think Spanish would be. Oh, El iTunes.
El iTunes. I don't know. Oh, don't do that. Don't compare me to him. You just aged me. Anyway, Todd is over in Spain. Thanks for sponsoring us here, Todd. He wants to make sure we present out to you Women's March, Minnesota Presents Hear Our Voice. This is not a march. It's an event that's coming up on Sunday, January 21st from 3:30 to 7 p.m. over at the Union Depot in St. Paul. 3:30, they've got an action hour, and then they've got a whole bunch of good stuff happening out there. It's going from a march to a movement. It is the Women's March Minnesota Presents Hear Our Voice, Sunday, January 21st. And that message brought to you by Todd Kolad. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary Bear.
Yeah, Matt, you really hit it on the head. They hate us liberals, us or minorities or whatever, unions, all of it, and the government, which is us, the people, more than their own well-being. They're a cult. And the years of Fox News and Pigman Limbaugh and the rest of them have built this cult up. And I hold that whole damn Republican Party responsible. You know, you got Luke who's running the Senate and the House, Paul Ryan and that other joker in the Senate. And they, look at the guys they put on the court. They built up this oligarchy. We're really in a lot of trouble. Just go over to Scandinavia. I was over there when I was younger with relatives over there. They have no poverty over there. The best health care system and education for free because they pay their taxes. They got a government that functions for everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome there. Pigman and the Joker coming to you this weekend on the CW. 952-946-6205. No, these are the same people. today, Clavin Bundy, his case was tossed out by a judge out there in Vegas. One of these, you know, frontier judges. He's some jackass judge that basically is probably looking to run for office. Some idiot. How in the world you have people aiming guns at government employees' heads, and yet they're patriots? They're American patriots when they threaten to kill American government workers. They're American patriots. But the same people are going to go and scream at you, how dare a black guy kneel during the national anthem to protest racial injustice in America in a silent protest that really doesn't affect anyone or anything? How dare they? They're broken. These people are broken to the core. End of story, end of discussion. They hate Democrats. Republicans hate Democrats more than they love their country, their own well-being, or their religion. If you just take that formula and anytime you hear anything like Randy in Coon Rapids or any of these people say anything and apply it, yeah, it makes a heck of a lot of sense then. Now you understand them. Now you understand that they're the problem, not the solution. This is why this year matters. Everyone, listen to me, okay? Get registered. If you're not registered to vote, get registered to vote. Make sure your friends are. You don't have to browbeat them, but you're going out grabbing coffee this week. You're going to go on out and get some drinks this weekend. Ask your friends, hey, are you guys registered to vote? And if they say no, you know, make sure they understand, for God's sakes, we can't have you sitting outside sitting on the sidelines this next election. We can't have that. We have to have you active. We have to have you participating. We have to have you as part of the discussion. You have to have your vote. We have to. And unless you win all these seats, you saw what happened in Virginia, unless you're winning every one of these seats by 10, 15,000 votes, well, the Republicans are going to try to find some way to basically null and void the race and install a Republican in place. So we have to get the numbers out. Get active. This weekend, it was incredibly encouraging to see so many Democrats out door knocking, starting the process. This year is everything. Hammer these guys. They want to go. They want to be in bed with Trump, with Trump and his hamburgers. Well, fine. Snuggle up to your Big Mac there, because you're going to go down with that. That is the ship you've decided to sail on. Well, adios. The USS McDonald's. Bedtime hamburgers. Dear Lord. Let them wallow in the greasy sheets that is Donald Trump's bedroom. God. Can you imagine what that... Get active. Get involved. That's the important thing. If we don't win back the U.S. House, if we do not win back the U.S. Senate, if we do not win back those two offices, then this is all for nothing. And yeah, don't get me wrong. We're going to have a lame duck session from the end of the election year to when the new Congress gets sworn in, where they are frantically going to try to pass as much stuff as possible, frantically trying to do that, because they want to try to get as much in place before the Democrats get in there and just hope that whoever, whether it's Trump or if Trump resigns, which I expect, and it becomes Pence, that they can basically just veto stuff and hold off until 2020 and say, look, the Democrats are trying to fix our horrible mistakes. Stop them. And it comes down to the guys like Randy and Coon Rapids and the rest of these clowns who basically still think Trump's great. Hammer them. Hammer them. Every single minute you can. That's the only way we can change their minds. Ellie is up next. I am back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.